1000个小块的拼图，然后 Carney 呢拿了6、7块的拼图，问这些孩子：“你看了这些小的图片，你知道这个拼图大的内容是什么吗？”这个孩子都说不知道。完，然后 Carney 又问他说：“说今天你们是6岁、7岁或者8岁或者9岁，你们今天的生命的判断可以看到你以后你一生将会是什么样吗？”孩子都说。不能。然后呢，Carney 就讲了一个他自己的见证。Carney 上大学的时候，他有很好的计划给自己，他有了一个计划要选很多的课。但当他选课的时候，他就发现所有的课程都被注册满了，唯一的一个课程，有一门课程他可以注册的是经济学。他说这个经济学呢不是他喜欢的，因为经济学是需要用数学的理论来分析，来帮助别人做决定。他说呢，虽然这门课不是我的计划，但是我上了这门课之后呢，我变得越来越喜欢这门课了。结果呢，我又选了很多的经济学的课，最后呢，我又选了研究生是经济学的专业，他又成为了一位经济学的教授来教导经济学。虽然呢，这不是他的计划，但是呢，就神帮他做好了这个计划。然后呢，在他们学校有个经济学的教授就问他说：“Carney，你要不要去中国？”Carney 说：“这不是我的计划，但是我也去了。但是他去了，发现他非常的喜欢中国。他去了又去，他就喜欢上了中国。而且呢，那个介绍他去中国的教授又帮助他在中国领养了他的女儿袋鼠。他就是说呢。”神呢，把他带到了这个计划当中。就是说，有的时候在我们生命当中，会发生一些事情，它不是我们的计划。有的时候，这个计划，这个事情呢，是让你不开心的，让你失望的，让你失意的。但是呢，我们的工作就是要跟随神，因为只有神他知道整体的计划。当我们遇见困难的时候，今天你的生命当中发生什么事情是你不想要的，你就要想到神就是那位计划的人，神就是那位总的设计师。我们的工作呢，就是要跟随神的带领。
Well, good morning, everybody.
早上好。
Wasn't it a great story this morning?
是不是一个非常好的故事？
Every one of us that loves God has a story just like that in our lives.
我们每一个爱神的人都有像这样的一个故事在我们的生命当中。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, I call upon the name of the most glorious and high God.
亲爱的天父，我呼求最荣耀、最圣洁的神的名。
We come before you today as people who are tired and broken and weary.
今天我们作为一群疲倦、破碎的人来到你的面前。
Many distresses trouble our hearts today.
今天有许多的苦恼困扰着我们的心，
We have countless thoughts running through our minds.
我们的头脑中闪过许多的想法。
We have distraction upon distraction seeking to take our attention off of you this morning.
今天早上，我们有很多的干扰，想把我们的注意力从你的身上转移开。
O Lord, deepen our passion and desire for you this morning.
主啊，今天早上加添我们对你的热情和渴望。
Deepen our relationship with you today, Lord.
主啊，今天加深我们与您的属灵的关系。
Strengthen our faith and hope in you, O Lord.
主啊，加强我们对你的信心和希望。
You love us so much more than we know.
你比我们想象的更爱我们。
Your love is everlasting and unshakable.
你的爱是永恒的，不可动摇的。
Help us to love you more today.
今天帮助我们更加的爱你。
Teach us more about you today.
今天，请教导我们更多关于您的知识。
And may your gentleness and compassion toward us continue by the mercies of God.
愿你对我们的温柔和怜悯，因神的怜悯而继续下去。
Amen.
阿门。
I invite you this morning to open your Bibles to what many call the greatest chapter in all of Scripture.
今天早晨，我邀请你们打开你们的圣经，来看一看许多人所说的圣经当中最伟大的章节。
I'm referring, of course, to Romans chapter 8.
我指的是罗马书的第8章。
Many scholars, preachers, pastors, theologians consider the book of Romans to be the greatest literature ever written by human hand.
许多的学者、传教士、牧师、神学家认为《罗马书》是人类有史以来最伟大的文学作品。
Of course, we know that all scripture is inspired by God.
当然我们知道所有的圣经都是神所启示的。
All scripture is God-breathed.
所有的圣经都是神所默示的。
It's as though God wrote the entire scriptures through human hands.
神通过人的手写下了整本的圣经。
And many, including myself, look at Romans 8 as a mountaintop of scripture.
许多人，包括我自己，都将罗马书的第八章视为圣经的顶峰。
The Mount Everest of scripture.
圣经当中的珠穆朗玛峰。
Romans 8 would certainly be on the Mount Rushmore of all scriptures.
罗马书第八章肯定是位于圣经的拉什莫尔山上。
Inside Romans 8, we find a promise.
在罗马书的第八章中，我们找到了一个应许。
A promise that Christians cling to in the midst of life challenges and difficulties.
这是基督徒在生活挑战和困难中坚守的应许。
No matter where you are in your walk, whether a new believer or a Christian for 50 years, these words can calm the anxious.
无论你处在生命的哪个阶段，无论是初信者，还是已经信主50年的基督徒，这些话都可以安抚焦虑的人。They
can give peace to the grieving.
给悲伤的人带来平安。They
can give hope to the hopeless.
给绝望的人带来希望。
This promise is Romans 8:28.
这个应许就是罗马书的8章28节。
Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose."
罗马书8章28节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
When I say these words, I see smiles on faces.
当我大声说出这些话的时候，我可以看见有些人脸上的笑脸。
Many of us have this verse memorized.
我们很多人都背诵过这句经文。
You may have signs around your home with this scripture on it.
你家里也可能摆设着有这段经文的装饰牌。
We love this verse, and for good reason.
我们喜爱这句经文是有充分理由的。
Some commentators say this is the greatest verse in all of Scripture.
一些评论家说，这是整本圣经中最伟大的经文。This
sermon is titled The Precious Promise, and what a promise it is.
这篇讲到的标题是宝贵的应许，这是一个何等的应许啊！At
the heart of this verse is an all-loving, all-knowing God whose purpose and plans always turn out for the great purpose of his divine will.
这节经文的核心是一位全爱全知的神，他的目的和计划总是为了他神圣旨意、伟大目的而实现。And
I cannot wait to dig into this scripture, so let's do that.
我迫不及待地想深入地研究这节经文，那么让我们开始吧。First,
I want us to see to whom this promise is given, to whom this promise is given.
首先呢，我想来看一下这个应许是给谁的呢？
We know that God causes all things to work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。We
have two descriptions of the Christian in this verse.
这节经文对基督徒有2个描述。Those
who love God.
那些爱神的人。Those
who are called.
按他旨意被招的人。These
are the believers who have received the special, irresistible, supernatural call through the Word of God.
这些信徒通过神的话接受了特殊的、不可抗拒的、超自然的呼召。True
believers love God as their Father.
真正的信徒爱神如同爱他们的父亲。They
love Christ as their Lord and Savior.
他们爱基督是他们的主和救主。Those
who love God are the called.
那些爱神的人是蒙召的人。
So how do you know if you love God?
你怎么知道你是否爱神呢？
Those who love God worship him.
那些爱神的人敬拜神。
You read his words.
读神的话语。
You abhor all things that are evil.
憎恨一切恶事。
Loving God means you follow his lead.
爱神意味着你跟随他的带领。
And you do his will.
遵行他的旨意。
And disobedience to God grieves your soul.
不服从神会让你灵里悲伤。
Do you believe the doctrines of the Bible today?
你相信圣经的教义吗？
Do you long for a growing relationship with Christ?
你渴望与基督的关系不断发展吗？
Is Scripture the sole authority in your life?
圣经是你生命当中唯一的权威吗？
If it is, then this promise is for you.
如果是的话，这个应许就是给你的。
You ask, is this promise not available for everybody?
你可能问，每个人都可以得到这个应许吗？
Can anybody claim the promise that God causes all things to work together for the good?
有人能宣称神使万事互相效力，叫人得益吗？得益处吗？
Well, if you went to a doctor you didn't trust, would you follow his prescriptions and his treatments?
如果你去看一位你不信任的医生，你会遵循他的处方和治疗吗？
No, of course not.
不，当然不会。
If you don't love God and trust his wisdom, you will refuse him.
如果你不爱神，不相信他的智慧，你就会拒绝神。
And there is not much love for God these days in this world.
今天这个世界上对神的爱已经不多了。
So that means this text does not apply to most people.
这就意味着这些经文不适合大多数的人。
But those who love God, those are the people who can recognize God's good.
但对于那些爱神的人，那些认识到神良善的人，
And everything about the remainder of this passage hinges on the sincerity of our love for him.
这段经文所提醒，一切都取决于我们对神的爱的真诚程度。
So we know to whom this promise is given, to those who love God.
所以我们今天知道这个应许是给谁的，就是给那些爱神的人。
Next, I want us to look at the completeness of this promise.
接下来我们看一看这个应许的完整性。
The Bible says we know that God causes all things.
圣经告诉我们，我们晓得万事都互相效力。
God causes all things.
神让万事都互相效力。
Not some things.
不是一件事。
Not most things.
不是大多数的事。
But all things.
而是全部的事情。
Every member of every part of everything.
每个成员，每个部分的一切。
God takes every event and every encounter and every situation that has ever occurred, and he molds and shapes and uses all things.
神接受每一个事件，每一次偶遇，每一个曾经发生的情况，他陶制、塑造和使用万物。
Every positive experience,
每一次积极正面的经历。
Every negative experience.
每一次负面的经历。
Everything painful.
一切痛苦的。
Everything excruciating.
一切令人难以忍受的。
Everything pleasurable.
一切令人愉快的。
Everything joyful.
一切皆大欢喜的。
All of our groanings.
我们所有的呻吟。
All of our suffering.
一切的痛苦。
Every temptation.
每一次诱惑。
Every sin.
以及每一个罪恶。
All things.
一切事情。
Next, let's move to the word work.
让我们转移到效力这个词。
Bible says we know that God causes all things to work.
我们知道圣经告诉我们，神说万事都要互相效力。
It's easy to see how the sweet things in life are blessings from the Lord.
很容易的就可以看出来，美好的事物是来自神的祝福。
Our homes.
我们的房子，
our family, our health, our wealth, even our salvation.
我们的家人, 我们的健康, 我们的财富, and
on our knees with hands lifted high, we praise Jesus when life is good.
当我们生活美好的时候, 我们跪下, 我们举起双手来赞美神。
But what about the sorrowful things?
悲伤的事情呢?
Well, this is where life gets difficult.
这就是生命变得困难的时候。
A lost job.
失业。
An unexpected passing.
意外的死亡。
A poor health report.
健康情况不佳。
Shame from a family member.
家人的耻辱。
A sick spouse.
配偶的生病。
Yes, these things work together too.
是的，这些事情也正在发挥作用。
And not just work, but they work together.
不仅仅是效力，而是一起的效力。
Let's look at our scripture again. We know that God causes all things to work together.
让我们再重新看一下这个经文，我们晓得万事都互相效力。Harmoniously
and synergistically.
和谐的，协同作用的。None
of the sweet or sorrowful things ever work independent.
这些美好或悲伤的事情都不是独立运作的。
There's no anomaly, nor outlier, nor situation.
没有任何的异常情况，情景。
Nor conversation that does not contribute to the work which God is performing.
或谈话对神所执行的工作没有贡献。
There's no statement, action, thought, or deed that will not contribute to the work of God.
没有任何的言论、行为、思想或行为不会为对神的工作做出贡献。
And not only does he work all things together, he works them for the good.
他不仅使万事互相效力，而且使万事互相效力而得益处。
Romans 8:28, we know that God causes all things to work together for good.
罗马书8:28节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
See, there's the temporal good.
有暂时的美好。
These are the good things that happen on earth.
地球上一切美好的事物。
And yes, God can provide for those things.
是的，神可以提供这些美好的事物。
When our health is intact and our bank accounts are full and our families are loving each other, we call these things good.
当我们的健康情况良好，当我们的银行账户充裕，我们的家人彼此相爱，我们真称这些事情是美好的。
But God never promised that following Christ would lead to these types of good.
但神从来没有应许，跟随耶稣会带来这样美好的事情，这种美好的事情。
God did not say all things work together for those that love him and I'll make him rich or famous or healthy or wealthy.
神并没有说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。我会让你富有，或者出名，或者是有健康和财富。
God did not say all things work together for those that love him and I'll make their lives easier.
神没有说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。我会让你们的生活变得轻松。
And if you have those things, then praise God.
如果你已经有了这些事情，那么你赞美神。
But don't look for or expect such promises from this verse.
但是不要从这节经文中寻求这样的应许。
God never meant that.
因为神从来没有这样的意思。
We tend to classify good with things that provide comfort or enjoyment or a better life.
我们倾向于将美好的定义为能够提供舒适、享受和更好生活的事物。
Yet we casually overlook the trials that our Bible heroes faced when they followed Christ.
然而我们却漫不经心地忽视了圣经当中伟人在跟随基督时所面临的考验。
See, a Christian should not call money good. We call faith good.
基督徒不应该称金钱为美好，我们应该称信仰为美好。We
should think of increases in terms of grace and not in terms of treasures on earth.
我们应该考虑恩典的增长，而不是地上财富的增长。A
work promotion might be for my good, but I know that humbly walking with God is for my good.
工作的晋升可能对我有好处，但我知道谦卑的与神同行对我有好处。
I don't know it's for my good if I have a new friend, but I know it's for my good that Jesus is my friend.
我不知道我有一个新的朋友对我有什么好处，但我知道耶稣成为我的朋友对我有好处。
It might be good to read the latest novels or the news, but I know it's good that I read the scriptures.
读最好的小说或者新闻可能是好的，但我知道读圣经是为我好。
See, I'd rather my water cup be empty and my spiritual cup be full.
说我宁愿我的水杯是空的，而我属灵的杯是满的。
Though my physical body is dying, my spiritual life is increasing.
当我的肉体正在死去的时候，我的属灵的生命却在增长。
Do you remember Job?
你还记得约伯吗？
Job lost everything on earth, but increased in his faith.
约伯失去了世上的一切，但信心却增加了。
All things work together for good.
万事都互相效力，为了得益处。
Perhaps the most famous of all scriptures highlights this truth, none other than the story of Joseph in Genesis.
也许圣经中最著名的、强调这一真理的，就是《创世纪》中约瑟的故事。
He was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers.
被嫉妒的兄弟卖为奴隶，
He was imprisoned after a false sexual accusation.
因虚假的性指控而入狱。
But he rose to become the second most powerful man in Egypt.
但他却被神崛起，成为埃及第二个有权势的人。
And when given the chance to exact revenge on his brother, he made this profound statement in Genesis 50.
当约瑟有机会报复他的兄弟的时候，他在创世纪的50章20节发表了这一深刻的言论。
You meant it for evil against me, but God meant it for good.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
Joseph's life exemplifies how God can bring good out of even the most difficult life circumstances.
约瑟的一生体现了神如何在最困难的时候也能带出益处。
The story of Joseph embodies Romans 8:28.
约瑟的故事体现了罗马书的8章28节。
All things are working together for good.
万事都互相效力，为了爱神的人得益处。
Well, what about Jesus?
耶稣呢？
If anybody was going to live a luxurious lifestyle, surely it would have been the Son of God.
如果有人想要过奢侈的生活，那一定是神的儿子，对吗？
Well, let me remind you of the cross.
让我提醒你十字架。
On the night of his death, our Lord would weep in Gethsemane.
在他去世的那天晚上，我们的主在克西马尼园哭泣。
He knew the pain he was about to endure.
他知道他要忍受的痛苦。
He knew he had to die.
他知道他必须死。
He knew the cross was coming.
他知道十字架即将来临。
But to Jesus, the cross was worth it.
但对耶稣来说，十字架是值得的。
What the Roman soldiers meant for evil, God meant for good.
罗马人的意思是邪恶的，神的旨意是良善的。
Every mock, every scourge, every lash, every punch, every nail.
每一次的嘲笑，每一次的鞭打，每一个鞭伤，每一拳，每一个钉子。
Did Jesus love the Father?
耶稣爱天父吗？
Absolutely.
绝对是爱。
And I know Jesus would say, the cross is for the good.
我知道耶稣会说，十字架是为了良善的目的。
Because on the cross, the Lamb of God was taking away the sins of the world.
在十字架上，神的羔羊除去了世人的罪孽，将我，
He was redeeming us back to our Heavenly Father.
他将我们救赎回到了天父的身边。
Because the long-term outcome of eternity is worth so much more than the temporary affliction he was going to face.
永恒的、长期的结果比暂时的痛苦更有价值。
So that leads us to the final point, the purpose of the promise.
这将我们引向今天的最后的一点，就是应许的目的。
We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
Everything happens that we might become new creatures,
一切发生都是为了让我们成为新造的人，
conformed to the image of Christ.
效仿基督的形象。
Our sins and burrs and rough edges and failures are pruned away by Christ.
我们的罪、我们的刺、我们粗糙的边缘和失败都被基督修剪掉了。
We become transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we may prove what the will of God is.
我们借着心意更新而变化，为要查验何为神的旨意，是美好、纯全和可喜悦的。
All things happen to increase your faith.
这些事情的发生都是为了让你信心的增加。
And so that you may demonstrate your love and your belief.
你可以向这个世界来展示你的爱和信心，
And to sanctify you.
使你成圣。
And to purify you.
净化你，
To make you more like Christ every day.
让你每天都更像基督。
We can be sure that the outcome of all things, whether you love God or not, will align with His purposes.
我们可以确信，无论你是否爱神，所有事情的结果都是会按照神的目的而排列。
So we must look beyond our personal comforts and pleasures,
我们的目光必须超越我们个人的舒适和快乐，
beyond personal failures and disappointments.
超越个人的失败和失望，
Beyond personal goals and desires,
超越我们个人的人生目标和愿望，
toward a greater calling in life.
迈向人生当中更伟大的使命。
And that calling is for His purpose, not mine.
这个呼召是为了神的目的，而不是为了我的目的。
We are never more like Christ than when we experience sorrowful things.
当我们经历悲伤的事情，我们仍然相信天父的时候，我们就更像基督了。
Yet we still trust in the Father's will.
我们仍然相信神的旨意。
Just as Christ said at Gethsemane, hours before the cross, not my will be done, but yours.
正如基督在十字架前的克西玛尼园所说的，不要承认。不要成就我的意识，而是成就天父的意识。
Nothing happens outside of God's eternal plan. For our eternal good, for those who love God.
没有任何的事情发生在神为了我们，为了那些爱神的人的永恒利益而制定的永恒计划之外的。
And this includes the cross,
这也包括十字架。
where the Son of God, Jesus Christ, would fulfill God's purpose in redeeming believers of their sin through his blood.
神的儿子基督耶稣将在十字架上实现神的目的，通过他的血来救赎信徒的罪恶。
When we look at the cross, we can see that God is working all things together for the good of those who love Him.
当你看到十字架的时候，我们就可以看到神正在使用万事互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处了。
In the cross, we see every evil in the world defeated for our eternal good.
在十字架上，我们看到了世界上一切邪恶都被击败，以换取我们永恒的益处。
On that cross, Christ died for all.
在十字架上，耶稣为所有人而死。
Christ died so that you may live.
耶稣死了，你们才能活。
All things work together for the good.
万事都互相效力，为得益处。
So we glanced over a few words at the front of this powerful verse. We did it intentionally.
我们刻意的浏览了这段经文的前面的几个字。
We know.
我们晓得。
We know.
我们晓得。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, We know this promise is true.
基督里的弟兄姐妹们，我们知道这个应许是真实的。
We know because we know the faithfulness of God in whom we trust.
我们知道，因为我们知道我们所信靠的神的信实。
Humans have been created with this internal passion to know truth.
人类呢，生来就具有想要了解真理的内在的热情。
And unlike any other creature on earth, we can ask the question, why?
与地球上任何其他生物不同的，我们可以问为什么这个问题。
Why am I so certain of this promise?
为什么我如此的确信我知道这个应许呢？
We know God loves us because he demonstrated his love for us.
我们知道神爱我们，因为他彰显了他的爱。
God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
基督证明了他对我们的爱。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
As sure as I am that the sun will rise tomorrow,
我确信明天的太阳会升起。
as sure as I am that if I drop an apple, it will hit the floor,
我确信，如果我掉下了一个苹果，那么苹果会掉在地板上。
as sure as I am that the natural man will not understand spiritual things,
我确信。属血气的人不会理解属灵的事情。
I know that God loves us.
我知道神爱我们。
I know God causes all things to work together
我
for good.
知道神使万事都互相效力，使我们得益处。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
Because God is good.
因为神是良善的。
The Bible demonstrates over and over just how good God is.
圣经一再的证明神是多么的良善。
Do you believe that today?
今天你相信吗？
God is unstained by the evil things of this world.
神没有被这个世界的邪恶而玷污。
He cannot lie, for he is holy.
他不会说谎，因为他是圣洁的。
He is the God of love and peace and justice.
他是爱、和平和正义的神。
He pours out grace, which we will never deserve.
He 倾注了我们的恩典，这是我们永远都不配得的。
Why?
为什么？
Because he is good.
因为他良善。
God is tender-hearted and compassionate when his people fail.
当他的子民失败时，神
Why?
是心慈手软。
Why?
为什么？
Because he is merciful.
因为他是良善的。
As I prepared for this sermon, and as I meditated on this scripture, and read commentaries and theologies, I thought to myself, wow.
当我准备这次讲道并默想这段经文注释和神学的时候，我心里想：哇，
This is who God is.
这就是我们的神。
And we can know that God works all things for the good because that's who He is.
我们可以知道，神使万事互相效力，叫人得益处，因为神就是这样。
It's in His nature.
这是他的本性，
He is incapable of acting any other way.
他无法以其他的方式而行事，
He cannot change his mind or modify his law.
他不能改变他的想法或者修改他的律法，
He cannot veer from his love or compassion, for that would make him unloving.
他不能偏离他的爱和怜悯，因为那会让他变得没有爱心。
The promise of this verse is that God orchestrates, coordinates, allows, and is aware of every event and every life experience.
这节经文的应许是神精心策划、协调、允许并了解每一个事件和生命的经历。
And he works these things together for our ultimate good.
他为了我们最终的利益而将这些事情结合在一起。
Not everything is good, but God uses everything for our good.
并不是一切事情都是好的，但神使用一切是为了我们的益处。
God cares about the birds in the air and the lilies of the field.
神关心空中的飞鸟和田野的百合花生。
And God cares about you today.
神也关心我们。
Some here today may have lost trust in God because of a previous circumstance.
今天在座的一些人，可能因为你以前的境况而失去了对神的信任。
But don't be discouraged.
但你不要灰心。
God is at work.
神在工作。
In all things.
在任何的事情上。
At all times.
所有的时间。
For his purpose.
为了他的目的而工作。
And ultimately for your eternal benefit.
最终呢，是为了你永恒的利益。
God is working all things together for good.
神呢，正在使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
There's one more promise I wish to share as we close.
还有一个应许，我今天要分享。
One day our plans and our hopes and our dreams and our lives will be over.
有一天，我们的计划、我们的希望、我们的梦想、我们的生活都会结束。
And we all will stand before Christ and give an account.
我们要站在基督的面前交账。
God promises that sin must be paid for.
神应许罪一定要有公价。
And all who love God and are called by God and receive Christ by faith will have their sins pardoned by Christ.
凡爱神、蒙召神呼召、因信基接受基督的人，他们的罪都将得到基督的赦免。
For those who do not love God, those that mock the cross, those who are impartial to Jesus, those who do not trust in Christ, the payment of sin falls on your shoulders.
对于那些不爱神的人，那些嘲笑十字架的人，那些偏离基督的人，那些不信靠基督的人，罪的偿还就落在你们的肩上。
You are eternally separated from him in a place of gnawing and gnashing of teeth.
你的永恒在咬牙切齿的地方与神分离。
You say, that doesn't sound like a loving God to me.
你会说，这听起来不像是一位慈爱的神。
The loving God is warning you of this eternal destiny.
这个慈爱的神正在警告你们，这是永恒的命运。
He's warning us because he loves us.
他警告我们，因为他爱我们。
So I stand here before you today, and I say to you, church, I love you.
今天我站在你的面前说，教会，我爱你们。
I love you so much that I'm warning you that there is a place of eternal separation from God.
我非常爱你们，所以我警告你们，有一个与神永远分离的可怕的地方。
And there is a place called heaven.
还有一个地方是天堂。
And Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven.
基督耶稣是通往天堂唯一的道路。
So receive him today.
今天就接受他吧。
Love Christ for what he has already done for you.
今天就爱基督吧，因为他为你所做的一切。
Bring all your life failures and worries and circumstances to the cross and trust Jesus with everything.
把你生活中所有的失败、忧虑和生命的境况带到十字架上，并把一切都交给耶稣。
You say, I believe Jesus died, but I don't believe he could be raised from the dead.
你说，我相信耶稣死了，但我不相信他从死里复活。
Then I say to you, you don't believe the full gospel.
那我说，你不相信基督耶稣全部的福音。
The gospel is Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
耶稣的福音就是死亡、埋葬和复活。
Believe in the Lord Jesus and be baptized, and you will be saved.
相信主基督耶稣，受洗，你就必得救。
A final word to believers.
信徒们。
Those of us who have been persuaded by God and will unashamedly declare, I believe.
我们是那些被神拣选束缚的人，并且不畏惧地宣告我相信的人。
Look at the first word of our scripture, we.
请看一下这些经文的第一个词是我们。
We stand confidently with the Apostle Paul and say, we.
我们充满信心的与使徒保罗站在一起说，我们。
We know the blood of Christ has covered our sins.
我们知道基督的血已经遮盖了我们的罪孽。
We know we are helpless to save ourselves.
我们知道我们无法自救。
We know our salvation awaits us.
我们知道我们的救赎正在等待着。
We know our eternal inheritance awaits us.
我们知道我们永恒的产业正在等待着我们。
We know that we love God.
我们知道我们爱神。
And we know that God's promises are rock solid.
我们知道神的应许坚如磐石。
And we know that God always saves his best for last.
我们知道神总是把他最好的留到最后。
And soon we will all stand alongside Paul and Moses and John the Baptist and Peter and Matthew and James and John.
很快的，我们将与保罗、摩西、施洗约翰、彼得、马太、雅各、约翰并肩作战。
And we will be victorious.
我们将会取得胜利。
While we wait, be alert to what God may be doing today.
当我们等待的时候，我们要警醒神可能要做的事情。
Even in the unexpected or unplanned or unlikely situations.
即使在意外的、计划外或者不可能的情况下。
Be alert to opportunities that at first glance seem accidental or even painful.
警醒那些乍一看似乎是偶然的，甚至是痛苦的机会。
Because God is at work, and that's a promise.
神正在做工，这是一个应许。
It's easy to see why this verse is loved by so many.
很容易地理解为什么这些经文受到这么多人的喜爱。
We know that nothing happens outside of God's plan for our good.
我们知道没有任何的事情发生在神为我们谋福利的计划以外。
It's of great comfort for God's people to read this text when you're in the midst of a difficult trial.
对于神的子民来说， 在艰难的试验中读到这句经文是极大的安慰。
But this promise hinges on one initial question.
但这个应许取决于最初的问题。
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
Then this promise of good is for you.
那么这个美好的应许就是给你的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord, help us to love you deeper today than yesterday.
主啊，请帮助我们今天比昨天更爱你。
We know you are at work in all things.
我们知道您在做所有的事情。
We trust in your sovereign plans.
我们相信你主权的计划。
If there are any among us today who don't love you, pierce their hearts with your truth so eternal life can become theirs.
如果今天我们当中有人不爱你，请用你的真理刺穿他们的心，这样永生就可以成为他们的了。
Father, thank you for orchestrating every event for our eternal good for those who love you.
天父，感谢您为了我们永恒的利益，为了那些爱您的人精心策划的每一次相遇。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。